Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our Midday Futures Report. Well, the wheat market is leading the way today. No surprise there with hot triple-digit temperatures and high winds affecting that area, just decimating the crop every day that they continue to get that. And you have a large percentage of Oklahoma's wheat crop already heading out. This is not good weather for that crop. And so that said, last week Kansas lost 10% of their condition ratings into the poor to very poor. I suspect we're going to see a pretty dicey one again on Monday, and the market will probably push towards that. The May wheat made new contract highs for the year, also new highs, I should say, yearly highs over 2013 for a lead contract. That said, the next target, of course, on July wheat is 869, and I suspect that comes out as well. So the bull flag that we continued to talk about some time back and would project up to $9 continues to look good. And, of course, head and shoulders bottoms are underneath the wheat as well, and they portend even higher. Then you've got a saucer on corn, and we have so many disbelievers in this corn market, and we continue to accumulate more with seeing tractors roll with planters. That's allowing for traders to come in and sell more corn, thinking the market can't hold here. Surprise, it just may. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.